10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Susan Wacky, your host. And if you would like to stream our show live, go to aginginforadio.com right there on our homepage. You can click the Listen Here button. Well, it was Thomas Edison who once said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patient in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." Well, Mr. Edison, you were onto something decades and many decades ago that is coming back on the wheel big time. Our greatest generation valued home-cooked meals and food from the garden, and we are all starting to really learn the value in vitamins and highly nutritional food choices, which are teaching us more and more every day, which is a beautiful thing. And I have two guests today that are going to talk about this. And my first guest is a whistleblower, and I love people who bring out what should not be hidden. My guest is Sally Patchalock. She is an emergency room nurse and has been for 28 years, and a woman on a vitamin B12 mission, as it is an epidemic of misdiagnosis. Welcome, Sally, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I admire what you're doing. I mean, you wrote the book, Could It Be B12, a number of years ago. It was the epidemic of misdiagnosis. But now you have another book called What's Wrong with My Child. And for everyone listening, many of them may have grandchildren. This could be so valuable as well. So let's talk about how to find out if anybody has a B12 deficiency or what you see a lot of in the emergency room.
Well, B12 deficiency causes symptoms of the brain or the nerves, blood, or the vascular system. So anybody who has neurological, psychiatric, or blood, which is hematologic signs and symptoms, need to be checked for B12 deficiency. The problem is patients are coming in who are symptomatic or at high risk, and we are not testing patients to make sure it's not a B12 deficiency.
Now, what does it do actually for the body in these areas? So if you have enough B12 vitamin in your system, what are some of the things that it does?
Well, great question. You have to have B12 for the myelin. The myelin is the fatty protective covering that surrounds all of our nerves and our brain. So when you're deficient, you will start having, you can have neuropathy or numbness and tingling, starting with the feet, legs, arms, the extremities. People get balance issues where they have difficulty walking and frequently can lead to falls, especially in older adults. It can cause dizziness, and you need B12 for the neurotransmitters that make serotonin, dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine. So people can begin to have depression, foggy thinking, cognitive changes where we think they have dementia, but it can be full-blown psychosis. So anytime a patient, before they're offered or prescribed an antidepressant or an antipsychotic agent, we must rule out B12 deficiency. Why? Because it is well known that B12 causes mental dysfunction.
Interesting. I mean, this is such a big thing. Why are people not checked for it more often?
Well, it's because there's a severe knowledge deficit amongst physicians and other healthcare providers. We're not screening symptomatic or at-risk patients, not just in the emergency department, but in doctor's offices, in specialist offices, in before surgery. We're waiting for macrocytic anemia to present, which means enlarged red blood cells. The reason why, another name for B12 deficiency is pernicious anemia. Pernicious means deadly. So because of that name, we've kept that name for historical purposes. But it's confusing today's clinician because they're waiting for these enlarged red blood cells and severe anemia before they'll think that the person could have a B12 deficiency. that is the hematologic or the blood changes are a late sign. A third of the people will not become macrocytic, and there's reasons for that. You can have an iron deficiency, which makes your cells small, and when your B12 is big, the two average out because of folic acid fortification. It's more complicated, but we need to re-educate the medical community. You can't test for something or diagnose some B12 deficiency if you don't know about the disease. Mm-hmm. And this is not alternative health or holistic medicine. This is a true, full-blown medical disorder that has consequences. You can injure a person. A person can become using forearm crutches to walk because their spine can be the nerves, so damaged that they have balance and sensory issues that are permanent, or can extend to where they cannot use their legs and they can end up in a wheelchair. There are malpractice cases where physicians have failed to diagnose patients early, and the end result is that they have a severe neurologic damage. So this is not something that, yes, you need to take it for health, but there's another side to the coin where you can actually injure a person.
Yes, well, we're talking about B12 and the lack of it today. It is an epidemic of misdiagnosis with Sally Pachalak. Sally, this has to be so frustrating for you to be in an emergency room as a nurse and see people that are misdiagnosed.
Oh, absolutely. I have one form of it called autoimmune pernicious anemia. So I actually have the disorder. Diagnosed myself when I was about 20, 21 years of age. Had a hematologist try to tell me I don't need it. Proved to him through intricate testing that I actually had it. So I'm glad I never stopped getting my shots. But the reason I became so passionate about it, I started to study and really I've been studying B12 deficiency and pernicious anemia for 25 years, and there's so much information in medical journals, medical textbooks. This is like diabetes. It's a metabolic disorder, and it's very easy to test for and to diagnose, but there is such a refusal. They kind of equate it to a placebo. Nothing could be further from the truth, and working in the ER, patients are coming in from fall-related trauma, cognitive changes, mental status changes, psychiatric illness, and you do get the blood signs, which you do become, and you can become anemic, so they get fatigue, shortness of breath, weakness. So patients are coming in, and I was fighting with physicians to have the patient tested. Nobody wanted to test the patient. They thought it was the general practitioner's job, or the specialist job, the neurologist job, or the psychiatrist job, but nobody would test the patient. So it's wasting billions of healthcare dollars because if you treat it too late, you can cause permanent disability or premature death.
Wow. Now, your new book, What's Wrong with My Child? This is a big issue with neurological and development disabilities in children. Is it a lot of times the deficiency of B12?
Yes, and what is very frustrating is I re-researched this area. In my Could It Be B12 book, I have two chapters on children, but I thought that those chapters were getting missed because nothing is going on to, you know, address this disorder. So I made a book specifically on children, pregnancy, children of all ages, from infants up to age 18, and when I go back in the literature, finding cases from the 1960s, it's absurd. For 50 years, we've had this vast information. The number one sign and symptom of B12 deficiency in pediatrics, in infants, and very young children, is developmental delay or developmental regression. And they have movement disorders where they can have tremors or seizures. When you look at autism, and developmental delay, they intertwine. And when you look at these cases, and there are an array of cases documented in medical journals each decade and more being published, when you look at the signs and symptoms and you read these, and then they follow these children years after what the outcome is, they have intellectual disabilities. And when you look at their signs and symptoms and compare them to autism spectrum disorders, they are identical. We're not saying that every child with autism has a B12 deficiency, of course not, but every child suspected to be autistic or who has developmental delay or regression must be screened properly for B12 deficiency.
It's a great place to start. I mean, we are talking about the epidemic of misdiagnosis with the lack of B12. I want to get more into what some of the foods are that we can eat and a little bit more about the vitamins. We're also going to talk about how Sally Patchalock is the whistleblower on this epidemic of misdiagnosis. All coming up here right on Aging Info Radio. Right, Sally?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just can't wait to hear your story here and what you're up to. I think that more people do need to learn about this, know about it, and start taking the B12 vitamin. Be proactive with it. Absolutely. This is Aging Info Radio. And now a few words from our sponsors all right here on Aging Info Radio.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Sue Zawacki, and this segment is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. They offer professional skill and clinical expertise with compassionate care that enhances residents' quality of life in every way possible. It all adds up to a special blend of hospitality and service you won't find everywhere. Visit Brookdale today at brookdale.com. We are talking with my guest, Sally Patchalock, about the B12 and deficiency and epidemic of misdiagnosis. And as I told Sally on break, I find whistleblowers a yes in my world. And Sally, I would like to hear about where you, I mean, you've been an ER nurse for 28 years, and I'm sure you have come up against battles left and right and continuously on saying that's another B12 misdiagnosis. Has this happened to you?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, I actually wrote a manual for the hospital that I work at to so that way they would, like, why they needed to test the patients, why it would be cost-effective, et cetera. They found it threatening. They never would even accept my manual, and I actually was given a gag order that I could not talk to patients, patients' families, and to stop soliciting physicians. I worked at a teaching hospital, so interns, residents, you know, attending physicians to order testing for B12 deficiency. Not like I want everybody to be treated. You have to test the patient first before you treat them because you need to know, is this what's causing their signs and symptoms? Mm-hmm. So that's That's why I wrote the first book, Could It Be B12? I turned that manual into a book for the public. I had no intention of writing a book. But what they were asking me to do was, to me, completely irrational. And I decided, well, I'm not going to keep this a closed secret. What was going on behind closed doors wasn't just at our hospital. It was widespread. And I decided, let's let the public decide. And there's no way I could be able to live with myself keeping that within me and seeing patient day after day coming in, being symptomatic and not being tested. And that's where the journey began.
And so up to date, you recently had someone approach you and you've done the whistleblower movie.
Well, what happened was Alyssa Leonard, she's a director and a producer. She used to work on PBS and National Geographic. She went around and interviewed patients that are actually injured, and she made a documentary, put it on YouTube, and there's been over 2,000 hits. It actually shows what B12 deficiency can do to a person. Sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words. So then that was back in 2010. A couple years later, she approached me, and she wanted to do a feature film based on my life story. Actually, what, you know, it's like a 15-year period of my nursing career of what went on when I started getting involved with B12 deficiency, trying to make a standard of care change at the hospital, the resistance I got, the gag order, and patient injuries and what has led up to the book, et cetera. And so she approached me doing a movie. At first, I kind of was like, who is this woman? What do you But we did. We made a deal. And what she did is she did do an excellent film. And the goal of her film is to educate. It's a film that is entertaining. So people will go to it. It's a love story of myself and my husband, who is a physician, and the struggle with the B12. And what happens is you will learn vicariously through the film about the epidemic of B12 deficiency and why it is so important. So the goal of the movie is to entertain but also to educate and save lives. And it is a whistleblower, and it's a kind of an empowering woman story that shows they tried to squash me down, but they were doing the wrong thing. I was doing the right thing. And the goal is to educate and to get the word out.
Well, congratulations on doing that. I mean, you're continuously moving the B12 awareness forward. That is Sally's website, b12awareness.org. Let's talk about how does someone be proactive here? They take a B12 vitamin daily. What do you recommend or what type of foods?
No, well, this is the thing. If you truly have a B12 deficiency, there are several reasons why a person can be deficient. The first one is malabsorption. You can have a genetic defect. There are polymorphisms called MTHFR. There's more things that are complicated. You can have certain bacteriums like H. pylori. There's medications. There's a variety of reasons a person can be B12 deficient. And the number one reason a child's deficient is maternal deficiency. If that mother breastfeeds and she's deficient, because we don't test women when they're pregnant or breastfeeding. So a multivitamin has 6 micrograms. If you have a true deficiency, that is not enough to correct it. Even a B50 complex with 50 micrograms is not enough. What we tell people is if you are symptomatic, if you have any neurologic, psychiatric, and we have the signs and symptoms on our website, you should be tested to see if you are B12 deficient before you run out and take B12. Reason being is because if you're on neuropathy drugs, say you're diabetic, you have severe neuropathy, or you have psychiatric issues or depression, or you're anemic, you don't want to start taking it and then have your doctor test you because it's going to, you know, screw up your blood results.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't self-treat. You need to know. If patients, people out there listening who don't have any signs and symptoms, yes, you can take high-dose B12 to be preventative, which would be 1,000 micrograms or more. We feel injections work better than oral pills, and for certain people, they need injections versus the pills.
Okay.
So there's more to the story than just go out and take a vitamin. There are so many different vitamin companies. There's so many different micrograms in them. It's more complicated. You could think you're taking your vitamin every day, and it's false assurance that's really not doing you any good.
Well, one of the things that I've learned in working with you, Sally, is that the B12 screening is not done on older adults who are at a great risk of falls. And I mean, this could really help with them not falling. And I mean, a lot of healthcare dollars are spent every year on falls.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many patients have come in that have fallen and fractured their hips or another bone, and they are highly symptomatic or at risk, meaning there are certain drugs that can make you B12 deficient that they're on. And yes, that can lead to balance and gait disorders. What B12 deficiency does, if it's untreated for a long period of time, it causes a term they give specifically for B12 deficiency is subacute combined degeneration of the spinal cord, combined meaning the brain and the spinal cord. So it's common that the people get this neuropathy, they have sensory issues, but they get balance and gait disorders, they have difficulty walking. But when people get older, we just assume, well, you know, you're off balance, you're dizzy, you're depressed, you're falling. It's kind of ageism. We're saying these are normal things, or getting a little demented or forgetful. This is a normal signs of aging. They're exactly the signs and symptoms of B12 deficiency. So therefore, we should be diligent in testing every older adult for B12 deficiency. And what's even worse, we know that B12 deficiency is more common in seniors than in the other patients, but we don't even test seniors.
So the best thing that a senior citizen could do is say to their doctor, I would like a B12 test to see if I'm deficient in this vitamin.
Right. And you can't just go by a serum B12. They need to add a test called a methylmalonic acid. It's a pathway we have in our body, and if it's elevated, it's an indirect test telling you that you have a deficiency.
Boy, the healthcare dollars could definitely be saved if people were aware that they had a deficiency and they took care of it.
Absolutely. And the other thing we didn't talk about, vegans and vegetarians can get into trouble because B12 is only found in animal products. So over time, if you're a vegan and vegetarian, this is why a lot of children can be affected. If that mother is a vegan vegetarian and does not supplement properly and she breastfeeds her child will become B12 deficient, and that's when they start having brain problems. Actually, they call it brain atrophy. On MRI scan, the brain actually shrinks. It enlarges back after B12 therapy, but what they have found is the intellectual disabilities stay.
Amazing. Now, back to the name of your movie, so people know, is?
The name of the film, Alyssa Leonard, she used my name, Sally Patchlock, similar to the movie Erin Brockovich. So the movie is actually my name.
Okay, and where is it being shown?
It won Best Feature Film at the Washington, D.C. Film Festival at the end of February, and right now she's in the film festival circuit. At June the 4th, it'll be playing at the Miami Film Festival in Duville Hotel. It's the Le Jardin Theater, and that's when, you know, distributors and buyers come to it. So she has not made a deal yet. Maybe she'll do it with Lifetime TV or Hallmark or whoever.
And hopefully we'll all be able to see it. It's called Sally Patchlock. Her website is B12awareness.org. Sally, thank you for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. How about a food bar that's simply and delicious and does not compromise nutrition? Coming up next, an extraordinary entrepreneur who created what he could not find. RX Bar, right here.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Lights. camera, action. It's time for the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, exciting activities, fabulous entertainment, and a fun Hollywood theme, there's going to be something for everyone. We're rolling out the red carpet, so make your plans now to join us at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace on August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. We'll see you there.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki. Chicago.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, don't take my kindness for weakness. Well, this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If high deductibles and copays are affecting you using your health insurance, ControlMyCare.info can help, offering significant discounts. Yes, they are significant on the most commonly used healthcare services such as efficient physician consultation, teledoc, dental vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, CT scans, and more, all at controlmycare.info. And if you are a business, you can add or offer this to your employees for only $25 per month per employee, all at controlmycare.info, or call 877-582-2220. Well, we are what we eat. I'm sure we've all heard that before, but it's the absolute truth. And RX Bar believes that food should be consumed as nature intended. And this is why they do what they do with all their products, directly reflecting these values. I'm here with Chicago-based entrepreneur Peter Rahal. He is the CEO and co-founder of RX Bar. Welcome, Peter, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue, for having me.
Well, I think what you have going here is just wonderful. I always look at protein bars and read the ingredients. But before I really get into my thing about, you know, why I'm so drawn to RX Bar, how did you, your partner is Jared, what had you come up with creating this bar?
Yeah, so Jared and I, we grew up together, and we're always big consumers of bars. I just love the convenience factor, the health factor, easy-go nutrition. And we never really were satisfied with what was available. So we kind of identified like a gap, like why isn't there a real food, kind of fruit and nut-based protein bar available? And so like every good entrepreneur, every good food business, we just started in our own kitchen, tinkering around with different recipes and concept, and made a fruit and nut-based protein bar that more or less aligned with kind of our values with food and nutrition.
There's a lot of competition out there with protein bars and the grams of protein in an RX bar. How many do they vary depending on the one that you choose?
No, so across we have five different flavors, and we have 12 grams of whole egg white protein in each of those. So they're consistent across all flavors.
Now, that's interesting. Now, you just talked about egg whites. So that is one of the things that you use in all your bars. So does that eliminate something else, like a whey?
Yeah, traditionally, dairy-based milk or whey isolates are used. Soy and different vegetable proteins are used. And we use egg whites, which have a high bioavailability. So we use a kind of a superior source of protein. It's a really a key differentiator for a product like ours.
So you feel great after you eat them then?
Yep, no side effects.
No side effects. Now that's great. Now, so the bars were developed by you and Jared saying, okay, this is what's missing. This is why I don't like this bar. One of the things that I've noticed, Peter, is when I eat a high-protein energy bar, they're like chewing a taffy apple. You have to chew it and chew it. And they're not, you know, after about halfway through the bar, I'm like, God, this is so much work.
Yeah.
I mean, have you heard
chalky
that?
Chalky as well.
Chalky, yes, absolutely. So you're in the kitchen, you and Jared are in the kitchen, and that's how you develop these bars.
Correct.
And you've chosen the ingredients. Why did you choose these ingredients?
So when you construct a bar, there's kind of three aspects to it. There's, you know, the bar has to come together and stick together. So there's the binding aspect of it. When we looked at the options out there, there's traditional like syrups, brown rice syrup or inulin, which is kind of a synthetic fiber. And we looked at that component and was like, all right, how can we get a real food source that will bind the bar together and have lots of attributes? And we looked at dates and figs as that ingredient, and really it was kind of a superior ingredient when it comes to binding the bar together. And then we looked at another aspect, which would be inclusions. So, for example, nuts, so it gives you textural contrast. So we kind of went that route and looked at that component and selected almonds as kind of the king of all nuts, so it's high in good quality fats. And then we looked at protein and wanted to select the highest, most bioavailable source, which was egg whites, and no other symbolic filler ingredients. We just wanted to have fruit, nuts, and meat, which would be egg whites, the poultry aspect.
And that put it all together for the RX bar. We're going to talk more with Peter Rahal about sugar versus artificial sweeteners. We don't want those artificial sweeteners or the sugars, actually, right here on Aging Info Radio, coming up next.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by Autumn Leaves Memory Care Communities. We simply don't care for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. We strive to help them live each day with joy and meaning. And they combine clinical expertise, knowledge of dementia, and heartfelt compassion to create the best possible environment. Visit autumnleaves.com or call 888-662-8886. I am here with Peter Rahal, and we are talking, of course, I love good, healthy food. Nothing's better than good, healthy food. You know what you're putting in your body is doing you good. And we're talking about their RX bars. RXBar.com is their website. And as prescribed by nature, Peter, sugars. I look at these bars all over the place, and so many of them are loaded with sugars and artificial sweeteners and a tremendous amount of calories.
That's right. Food companies know people like sweet stuff, so they load them with added sugar. That's something, when we developed the bar, we knew we just had to have a natural, no added sugar product, at least when we made it. So
how do you get the taste to where it's, you know, people love it?
Well, our binding agent, so the base of the material is dates and figs, which is loaded with fiber and natural sugar. So it's naturally occurring. So it's basically like eating kind of like one bar would be equivalent to eating half an apple. So it's just enough sweetness where it's not overwhelming, where some of the competitors would be overly sweet. And then with the addition of high intensity sweeteners to, make it way too sweet.
Well, I would think, how long has RX Bar been around?
We've been around for just over two years.
And there's a lot of places that are starting to provide these to consumers.
Correct. Yeah. In Chicago, we partnered with the Protein Bar, which is a great quick serve restaurant, Treasure Island, and then several other independent retailers in the area.
Well, I mean, when somebody finds an RX bar, the majority of people they're happy with it and they'll return and they'll want more or they'll buy more?
Oh, yeah. Our retention rate, at least when people order online, we have this data. Retention rate's 80% of people coming back to place another order. So, yeah, people, we're growing, and it's a testament to the product. And, you know, people are loving it, so.
Well, there's so much to be said. What about the shelf life of a bar?
Yeah, so being all natural ingredients, we use dried figs and dates. They are naturally, they're natural preservatives. So the shelf life's good. It lasts a year. So it's pretty amazing to have those always on, you know, available for you.
Now, what about the nuts? Nuts are, a lot of people have allergies to nuts. You said almonds are what you use most in the bars. Is that really the only nut?
Yeah, except in our peanut variety. So peanut technically is a legume. So when the peanut butter bar, there is peanuts, no almonds. So if you have a tree nut allergen, that one is a good option for you.
I mean, if you look at the ingredients on an RX bar, so I'm in the store and I see them. I think you've got five or six different flavors. You want to give out those flavors?
Yeah, so I'll start with the most popular. It's coconut cacao, and cacao, to clarify, is pure chocolate, so there's no added sugar or lecithin or any sort of emulsifier in that, so just pure chocolate. Again, then it's blueberry, coffee cacao, so again, it's the same pure chocolate, apple cinnamon, and then peanut butter.
Wow, they sound great. I bet you that cacao chocolate one just flies off the shelf. I mean, we definitely love our chocolate, don't we?
Absolutely. And then we have a new flavor coming out here at the end of June, chocolate sea salt, which will be a big hit for us.
Chocolate sea salt to use in making desserts, or what is that?
So it's a chocolate. Again, we use 100% chocolate, and it's just with little sea salt hits. So it's a bar of ours.
Oh, that's great. So that'll be a new one out. Now, where can somebody wants to buy a RX bar? They go to your website?
Yeah, they can go to rxbar.com, and we run deals, promotions, and special offerings from there. And then also, if you're an Amazon Prime user, we're available on Amazon Prime.
Well, this is so great because I really sincerely can say I love having an energy bar with me pretty much at all times. I've just kind of gotten to a point where I'm like, I don't think so. When I read the back of them and then I eat one and I'm thinking, it's not working. So it's good to know there's a new one out there, a new kid on the block. I mean, you're in an area of, you know, where there's a lot of competitors. So if you're doing exactly what you say, RX Bar will be everywhere.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Well, you've got a great plan in progress. So what would you say as far as all your competitors? What would you say to them?
Watch out, I guess. You know, we're coming with a clean, natural product that the consumers and everybody wants and needs.
Well, a delicious bar, protein bar, without compromising your nutrition speaks so loudly because they are hard to come by. Now, one last thing. Are they competitive in pricing?
Yeah, so they retail between $217 and $299, depending on the location. So,
and you figure... if you go for the lesser ones, you're going to get lesser in results. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to get Peter Rahal's words of wisdom here coming up next on Aging Info Radio. We will be right back after you hear from some of our sponsors.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, Yes, I'm here with Peter Rahal. He is a local Chicago extraordinary entrepreneur, CEO, and co-founder of RX Bar. Their website is rxbar.com. Peter, I love what you do. I'm excited to try your RX bars. You can send me a box down the road, or I'll just find them and start eating them and talk all about them. But give us your words of wisdom for the day.
My words of wisdom would be, what you eat matters. You are what you eat, and that couldn't be more true. How you feel and how you, you know, go about your day. So what you eat does actually matter. So remember
that. Absolutely. It matters tremendously. Well, thank you for being my guest today. Good luck with RX Bar. You've got a new customer. And again, their website is rxbar.com. Their phone number is 312-624-8200. Great thing to bring into the office, a box of RX bars instead of donuts. Right, Peter?
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Sue.
All right. And my furry friend, Daisy May, and I know that Paws Chicago impacts so many pooches and kitties' lives as they build no-kill communities. And this pooch, the pooch this week is Bit-Bit, a two-year-old female chihuahua mix. Call Paws at 773-935-PAWS or go to pawschicago.org and check out Bit-Bit. Of course, she is waiting with her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy. And Daisy, I have Matt McCann, your long-term care insurance man, on the phone. Matt.
Well, Sue and I love chihuahuas. Wonderful dogs.
Yes, they are. Absolutely. All dogs are wonderful dogs in their own way. Long-term care planning. I would like to know if this is only a woman's issue.
Well, it's not only a woman's issue, but it's a woman's issue from this standpoint. Obviously, statistically, women live longer and they thrive in a caregiving environment longer than men do. And by the time a woman needs care, the man is either pretty useless or unfortunately not there. And if men need care, they typically need care first. And guess who becomes the caregiver? It's either the wife, who is older herself, or an adult daughter. So this is really a woman's issue, and this is why women age 40 to really 65 need to start planning about long-term health care, if for no one else's sake, their own.
Right, and you said women age 40 to 65, and that also does include the men.
Oh, well, absolutely. And but you want to take care of the man primarily to help the woman, too, because who's it going to fall to? It's going to fall to a woman, whether it's a wife or daughter. And when you think about just the risk for women, one out of six women, if they reach the age of 65, will have a chance to develop Alzheimer's.
There you go. Well, Matt McCann is at McCannLTC.com. Matt's phone number is 866-751-7957. You keep spreading the word, Matt, about long-term care. It is so valuable. It is so important. Check into it, especially if you're 40 to 65 years old. And Matt, you have a great day. Thank you for being on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. Have a great day yourself.
You too. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you learned a lot. Check into vitamin B12. Buy an RX bar. I'm so interested in these. It sounds like a great product. I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again next Sunday, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Be a star at the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. Showcase your talent on stage, and you could be our 2015 Senior Idol. More of a behind-the-scenes type? Share your wisdom and enter the writing challenge. Both competitions feature cash prizes. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for applications.